Hi, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for August 20th, 2016. As a student of history, I was never one to believe in truth. It changes too often. Nor do I necessarily believe in facts, at least not as they are often presented. This will, of course, strike many journalists as heresy. Truth is what we seek. Facts are what we uncover. It is the essence of journalism. But it isn't so simple. I do not subscribe to conspiracy theories that UFOs, for example, crashed at Roswell, that Barack Obama is a secret Muslim, that passenger jets spray us with chemicals, that the United States orchestrated the 9/11 attacks, that global warming is a hoax, or that Elvis Presley didn't die in 1977. There are few, if any, facts to back up such claims, and most have been debunked. But some are possible, I suppose. Remember, the world was flat for an awfully long time. Galileo was convicted of heresy for saying that the earth revolved around the sun, and bloodletting only fell out of favor in the 1800s after thousands of years as a common treatment for various ailments. In politics, those on the left and the right spew falsehoods with regularity. The further left or right one is, the more outrageous the claims tend to be. Meanwhile, those in the middle are not beyond such behavior either. The media is a regular player, no matter where you think we might land on the political spectrum. We make embarrassing mistakes that are often disseminated, even if corrected. We repeat falsehoods innocently delivered to us by governments, corporations, and individuals, and we help spread blatant untruths by those with an agenda, sometimes in the name of being fair. And yes, some media agencies themselves have a political agenda. Ironically, most of Donald Trump's ridiculous assertions, regularly discredited recollections, and outright lies have gained currency through the very media organizations he criticizes for being dishonest. Some readers assail me for the Spectator's coverage of so-called news about politicians who question the fluoridation of municipal drinking water, for example. This newspaper, like most other media outlets, has done an adequate to exemplary job of debunking such myths. But we cannot do it all. The purpose of any information agency is to expose readers to ideas and encourage them to view it all with skepticism in the hopes that it will ignite further research. The Spectator is a better authority than most on the proposed Hamilton LRT, for example, and we think it is the best route forward, but we cannot predict the future. I think the gluten-free diet is a craze with little evidence to recommend it, but I bring a journalist's healthy skepticism to both sides. Increasingly, we must all be journalists in a murky digital world. Treat everything with skepticism. Ask tough questions of qualified authorities, look for hidden agendas, consider alternate views, be wary of those whose past statements have not held up to scrutiny, and always, always, always keep reading in a quest for some semblance of the truth. This is Paul Burton for thespec.com.